Well, there was some alarm early last month when Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews revealed that hundreds of people who'd been diagnosed with coronavirus were not at home quarantining when authorities knocked on their doors to check on them. In response to that, a not-for-profit community health group started a pilot program to find out why, checking in with residents in some key Melbourne suburbs and discovering many needed additional financial and social supports to allow them to stay at home. In addition, the program is thought to have saved the lives of some people who needed urgent medical help, and it's now being rolled out across the state. Isabel Rowe reports.
From the beginning, the message has been firm. Anyone who has tested positive to COVID-19 must stay at home to prevent the spread. But it hasn't been that simple for everyone.
The English barrier is a problem. They can't shop online. If a single mum with kids, I heard that many times, and we have many women came here as a single mums with kids.
Syrian-born woman Norma Medawa helps new arrivals settle in Melbourne. She says refugees and migrants in particular are struggling with stay-at-home orders.
Because they come from a war zone, they mentally that triggered that trauma they went through, so they just can't stay at home. They can't close the doors and stay at home. I hear the story for someone who tested positive and he knows he's doing the wrong thing, but he said, I can't. Mentally, I can't.
In the midst of Victoria's rapidly rising second wave, Victorian Premier Dan Andrews revealed Defence Force and health officials had been door-knocking to check that those meant to be in self-isolation were obeying the rules, but many weren't.
More than 800 of those homes, the person who should have been isolating could not be found. That is completely unacceptable. You will be door-knocked, you will be visited. If you're not at home, then you will be fined.
The Premier called it selfish behaviour, but community health organisation CoHealth has been running a trial, putting in phone calls to coronavirus-positive patients in the north and western suburbs of Melbourne to see what they needed to stay home. CoHealth GP and epidemiologist Dr Nicole Allard.
I think the reasons people weren't at home were complex. They include, obviously, a small amount of people not doing the right thing. I think they also include people not understanding, low health literacy, poor English language skills, financial pressures within the family. All these things can contribute to someone not staying at home.
CoHealth has a call centre in the suburb of Footscray, staffed with about 40 health workers each day. During the trial, almost two-thirds of the people they spoke to needed some form of social or welfare support and were linked to organisations who could provide it.
People might have drug or alcohol dependency issues and they need those addressed. They need support and links to treatment. So we're just really asking that question of, you know, what do you need? What are the social supports you need, as well as the medical care you need to be able to stay at home?
Dr. Allard says the phone calls have likely saved lives too.
And we've advised close to 60 people to go in immediately to hospital because of, on initial assessment, them being critically unwell.
The program is now being rolled out across the state with the intention that every person diagnosed with coronavirus in Victoria will get a phone call to ask whether they need help to self-isolate. In Melbourne's Syrian community at least, Norma Medawa thinks the stay-home message is finally getting through.
I think, things are getting better and people are more aware. The organisations who deliver the right information for them, and us as community leaders who can help and explain all the time and answer any question, and we all looking forward to freedom.
Syrian refugee Norma Medawa, ending Isabel Rowe's report.